alone.
Hello.
Yeah, who's calling?
Hi, this is Dina. I'm with Family First Care. We spoke about a week ago or 2 weeks ago regarding the home care services for Sydney.
Yes.
Yes, I just wanted to follow up. You're still interested in transferring with Sydney over to the agency?
Yeah, like the crazy part is I was actually waiting the day because I talked to my mother's coordinator.
Uh-huh.
And because, you know, if the reason I was trying to wait was because their company that I'm with was trying to renew their contract by the 1st. So I really wasn't going to switch.
Okay.
But I'm going to switch now because I don't know what they're doing. I was trying to, wait it out,
Yeah.
See if they come with a contract. But, yeah, I'm probably going to switch with you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay. So we can both we need to get in touch with the service coordinator and you need to get in touch with them. So the only issue here is that we can't get a hold of her information because we're not able to pull up the patient. Something about the patient's information that we have on file is incorrect.
Okay.
So
okay.
I'm going to tell you what we have on file, and you let me know if everything there is accurate, okay?
All right, cool.
So the first name that we have is Sydney, spelled S-Y-D-N-E-Y.
Mm-hmm.
And last name is Rogers, R-O-D, as in David, G, as in girl, E-R-S.
No.
Okay? Oh, no? How do you spell that?
It's just R-O-G, like Roger.
Oh,
like
Roger.
No Rogers.
Okay,
but you
got to
put Diggs in there because that's her maiden name is Diggs, D-I-G-G-S.
D-I-G-G-S.
So it's Sydney Diggs, and then dash, then Rogers because she got married, you know what I mean?
Okay, so both names are in there.
That's how it look on my time clock. So.
Okay, yeah, that could be the issue. And then the date of birth is 8/18/1961.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so I'm just going to look that up to see if that comes up. And you received the onboarding requirements, right?
I believe so, but it was, so long ago I have to look.
Okay, you want me to resend them?
Yeah, you can resend all that.
Oh, yeah, okay. I got the patient's information here. Okay, good.
You got it?
Yep, I got it. So if you want, we can request an authorization for the 1st if you want to wait until then, or we can do it for as soon as possible. Up to you.
Yeah, my service coordinator actually texted me today asking me did I find a new agency yet. It's crazy.
Oh, okay. Perfect timing.
Yeah, we can. I mean, my thing is if I set it up, we can set it up for next Monday for real, for me. I don't care. I just don't want to be, because it was another company called Patriot, and they was hiring me.
Mm-hmm.
With the same rate, but I think they pay every 2 weeks. I do the 14 or higher, but I don't want to do the every 2 week pay. I don't like that.
Oh, yeah, no, we pay weekly. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm going to give the service coordinator a call. She'll probably call to confirm with you that this is the agency. Yeah.
You got
the
information,
right? Yeah, I got her information. Yeah. It's right. Kate, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and then once you send everything in, we'll be ready for the switch. So I'm going to resend everything to you to your email. I have it up here in file.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm also going to send you a contact information for Monica. She's the one who helps out with the requirements, okay? So you
all right,
can
now,
favor-
quick question. So the pay is 14 an hour, right? You got
yes.
me that, right? And everything over 40 is time and a half, right?
That's correct, yes.
So
that would be 14 plus 7. So overtime rate is $21 an hour.
Yeah. Y'all don't have holiday pay here?
We do have holiday pay, yeah. I'll send you.
I'm already timing up. All right.
I remember you asked this question earlier, and I spoke to my supervisor, and he stated that if you're not eligible for holiday pay and you're requesting it, he can arrange for some kind of bonus.
Yeah, because, that's what I'm getting now.
Yeah.
On the holidays, because I already get overtime every week. I do 12 hours a day. Like, right now with my mom.
Right.
So when she left, her
mm-hmm.
caregiver left, I clock in until tonight, and I'm here all day until her other caregiver comes. So,
yeah.
I do the majority of stuff during the day anyway because my mom's up during the day. So,
right.
You know, and yeah. It don't really matter. But, I appreciate being able to get paid to,
Yeah, no, we're gonna arrange for you to get something extra on the holidays. That shouldn't be a problem. Yeah, I'm gonna follow up with him to have him write that down. Okay.
Y'all don't have a sign-on bonus at this company? No.
We do, I believe. I can We can do $150.
Yeah, that's what I thought it said online. When would I get that, though?
After 60 days of employment.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, it'll be deposited along with your paycheck.
All right.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to send everything over to you via email. You can call me with any questions or concerns.
What's
okay.
your name again?
My name is Dina, D-I-N-A.
Yeah, right.
Yep.
All right. Is your name and stuff on the email?
Yes, I'll put it all in the email. So you'll have my number there if you want to reach out. You'll basically be in touch with two people throughout the process, me and Monica.
Yeah.
I'm in charge of the authorizations and all that, and she'll be helping out just with the paperwork.
Yeah, now make sure you note in the account that it's in 60 days. You said 60 days, I get a bonus, right?
Yeah. Yeah, we have it in a system, so you'll get it. That's not a problem.
All right, cool. All right, so yeah, send me the onboard. I already did my. Do I got to take another TB test? I just took one 2 months ago. So,
no, if you have the results, you can send them over.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, you have a good one. We'll be in touch.
So.
Bye.